I was telling you guys about this guest earlier, and I was hoping it would all happen. Doug Broad, Spin Magazine, Entertainment Weekly, he's written a lot. But he did some deep dive research into Anton LaVey, which, of course, he was the boogeyman of all boogeymen. He was the Church of Satan. He was, you know, a complete and utter, I think, and this seems to go with it, a charlatan. He was a fraud. He just knew he'd be very famous. We went from a time when the 50s turned into the 60s. The old guard was freaked out. Manson was running around killing stars. There were hippies and acid and everything was going on. Mm-hmm. And how did he become famous? He'll just become the Antichrist. He'll become Anton LaVey from the Church of Satan. He'll write the Satanic Bible. He'll start a church. And in the late 60s, early 70s, people, goddamn, they needed and loved a boogeyman because the youth were being somehow misguided, right? Mm-hmm. And it must be the devil.
Our next guest is a New York native now based in Toronto who is the former editor-in-chief of Spin and TV Guide magazines, who has also been an editor at Entertainment Weekly and has written for the New York Times, Billboard, The Hollywood Reporter, and Fangoria. And he's here today to talk about his latest book that explores the life of Church of Satan founder Anton LaVey, titled Born with a Tale, The Devilish Life, and Wicked Times of Anton LaVey. Please welcome Doug Broad.
Doug, welcome to the show, man.
Glad to be here.
I'm excited about this because, like any kid who grew up listening to rock and roll and during the time when it was all Satan was powering everything, right? Ozzy, everything. And you knew about the name Anton LaVey. And, of course, through friends and pre-internet, you heard about the Satanic Bible and this bald guy. And every once in a while, you'd see a photograph somehow in a book or a newspaper or a magazine. And it was the boogeyman had grown between us. But I love the idea that you dug in and you realized what everybody else has now. Like, it was just a guy who wanted to be famous, wasn't it?
That was a big aspect of it, sure. You know, early on when he created the Church of Satan in 1966 in San Francisco, you know, he wanted to get some attention. So he had these, you know, wild publicity stunts, which he admitted were pretty much publicity stunts. He had the first satanic wedding in 1967, and, you know, Hollywood stars began to glom onto him, Sammy Davis Jr., Jane Mansfield. He was on The Tonight Show. I mean, he became this celebrity, and he became famous through the Church of Satan.
Sure.
But I think a lot of it also was just, you know, this was his livelihood. He was really into this. Like, he was into horror movies, he was into monsters and witchcraft and the occult, but he wasn't into it from a religious point of view. He wasn't a believer in the devil. He was a believer in the self. He wanted to he wanted man to worship himself. He wanted everyone to indulge in their carnal desires,
right,
and do what they want as long as they weren't hurting anybody else.
But Doug, don't you feel like if you look back through all these guys now, a Koresh, you know, the Church of Scientology, man, you look through all these guys, there's always the same thing. They're looking for power. It's kind of a culty aspect. A lot of them had a band, so they had a terrible case of the look at me's. Anton LaVey was another musician. And so he starts this thing, and what do? He did the same thing that L. Ron Hubbard did. He took some religion. He took the anti version of it, took some Ayn Rand, like we were talking about, Friedrich Nietzsche, Aleister Crowley, and he combines it with some you know, pulp fiction-y stuff, like we talk about the H.P. Lovecraft. It's so similar to me when I look at it from the outside to the Scientology model. Like, invent something that is wherever there's a hole, there's a gap. And this gap said you can get sex, you can feel the way you feel, you can do what you want, you can take an eye for an eye, and that was the hole, right, in religion. Like, that was the gap.
That was certainly, you know, part of his belief system. Absolutely. I would hesitate to really compare it with Scientology, which was a lot more serious and I believe, you know, potentially a lot more harmful than what LaVey was preaching. I mean, LaVey was preaching,
sure,
you know, it's libertarianism, essentially. And it wasn't, he wasn't as organized as someone like L. Ron Hubbard. I mean, he didn't have these,
right,
you know, steps to attain enlightenment,
right,
that you had to keep. you had to keep paying for. His religion was, you know, a membership fee. It was more of a clubhouse, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it felt like he wanted to get laid. And he had some legendary orgies. If any of the old stories are to be believed, I mean, that was, I think that was the other big draw in Hollywood, is thing. His parties apparently were pretty good parties.
Well, it's funny you say that because in my research, I uncovered a quote from him where he said he wasn't really into orgies. He had witnessed a few, but he was more into the, you know, Epicurean side of sex. He wanted to choose his partners, you know, according to his desires.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, but you get to pick and choose when you're the guy, right? Either the guitar player in the band or the head of the church, but you're the guy. And
exactly.
He knew how to make, I mean, you think about it. That was a time in life when, you know, if even into the 80s, if you went to a metal show, Ozzy was playing in Kansas City, there would be 10 to 20 Bible grippers outside handing you those little cartoon pamphlets about how you were going to hell, which only made you want to see the show more, of course. But we had this boogeyman, and Anton LaVey was this great figure. I mean, how does he end up on The Tonight Show?
Well, that's the thing, you know, when he did the first, the first Satanic Wedding, it was all over the papers, and he became this real celebrity, and Johnny wanted him on the show. And before that, he was on a show called The Joe Pyne Show, and you can see that interview on YouTube, and it's fascinating. You know, LaVey is just, he's a smart,
yes,
funny character. He was a great talk show guest, and he, you know, people liked having him around. I mean, Steve Allen had him on the show a couple of times, on the Steve Allen Show. And, you know, he was a chart from all reports. You know, he early on, he was this charming guy who was really smart and really, you know, really quick.
Yeah.
And he was a perfect guest.
Well, Hollywood knows a perfect guest. Hollywood knows when a guy gets it, they go, oh, this is going to be great for us. It'll just everything. It's outrage. The guy's a great guest. He knows what to do. He knows how to tickle just enough. I mean, what, he baptized his own 3-year-old Xena at the world's first satanic baptism. You know, people's heads exploded in the Midwest. Like, their worlds came apart.
Yeah, you know, he did a lot of these things to just for that reason, you know, to show people that, you know, a lot of the stuff that they believe in, you know, it could be reversed. And you know, he was it wasn't so much that he was, you know, against Christians, but he was against just religion in general, and the idea that people are born with guilt and born with sin. He's like, no, you know, you're not born with anything. You know, you have control of your own lives, and you should live life to the fullest so long as you're not hurting anybody.
So where does the Church of Satan go now? Like, without Anton LaVey, when he died in 97, so what, you know, after that, there hasn't been another, like, I don't know, like a celebrity level, I don't know how to explain it, but like a figurehead. There hasn't been, nobody's caught our attention anymore.
Yeah, I know that's true. I mean, you know, after LaVey died, you know, the church kind of lost its celebrity, you know, leader, you know, in so many words. But it still exists. It's still organized. It has its headquarters in Poughkeepsie, New York. There's a couple who have been involved in the Church of Satan for a long time who are now, you know, the top. You know, there are many Church of Satan websites Church of Satan Facebook groups, and you know, they're on social media, and you know, it's still out there. You know, and I'm getting response from people in the church.
No, you know, I loved it. I love this. You know, Anton LaVey to me was a great character. I, you know, even as a kid, I grew up Catholic, more of a recovering Catholic now. But you know, even I was like, this is, I could see it. Like, he was an anti-hero. He was big in life. The bald, even his eyebrows were trimmed, and the way his goatee would go, and the way he would carry himself. You were like, it was such an obvious, like, anti-superhero. And but we do love a good boogeyman in America, dude. It's the exact thing we cultivate because of our puritanical, you know, beginnings. Everything about it is right. Like, don't masturbate. Sex is bad. If you feel good, that must be bad. You're going to hell for rubbing your ding dong. Like, there's a million crazy things out there, right?
That's exactly it. And you know, he stood for, like, it basically, he just espoused his philosophy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I thought made him so interesting. Because, you know, obviously I don't believe in a big red guy with horns on a tail was poking me with a pitchfork. I don't buy into it, you know, any more than I think there's a guy sitting on a cloud judging me for jerking off. I just go, I'll figure it out when I die. We'll see what happens. But I love the book, man, Born with a Tail. And it reminds me of the great Super Sucker song, by the way. It's another great one.
That was the inspiration for the title, I have to admit.
Oh, very good, man. Excellent. Listen, brother, I appreciate you, man. Doug, you congratulations on the book. It's The Devilish Life and the Wicked Times of Anton LaBey, Born with a Tail, out now. And I hope they make a movie or some kind of a biopic about it, because I think it would be fantastic.
From your lips to God's ears.
Indeed. Indeed. Take care, man. I'll talk to you again, Doug.
Thank you so much, guys.